I didn't tell you about my new product.
What's that?
I'm going to push it through the cast. Dong wax.
Dong wax?
I wax my dong every morning, dude. I want to share it with the people.
What are you talking about?
I wax my dong. Prevents, men can get yeast infections. So you can use coconut. Well, I'm not going to tell my proprietary blend, but I have dong wax, dude. It prevents male yeast infections.
It's literally a product designed for it, or are you creating a concoction?
Yes.
To rub on your dick
in the morning and at night, if you want, and dude. I'm telling you,
tell us the ingredients, dude.
That's proprietary blend, dude. I can't tell you. I can tell
you. What are you talking about? You have to tell the fucking name of it.
You don't have to tell the ingredients. You can say it's a proprietary blend.
What's that?
It just means like it's your own thing that you're trademarked and you want to keep a secret, so people can't fucking steal it. China will fucking steal it, dude.
So then, how do the listeners get a hold of this dong wax?
I'm gonna make it, dude.
Oh, you're gonna make.
I'm gonna make dong wax.
Start making dong wax.
I'm gonna start making dong wax. It's gonna be on my merch, dong wax and t-shirts, dude. Dude, I'm telling you, I got a compliment on
dong wax and t-shirts.
I got a compliment on my dong the other day. I've been waxing it every day.
Get out of here.
My fucking bae, dude. She touched it. She goes, wow, it feels like really soft. And I was like, shit, it's my dong wax.
You put a fucking cocoa butter on it.
Well, it's proprietary blend.
Is that just all your blend?
For right now, it's just coconut oil. But, dude, I'm going to make a proprietary blend.
Wait, so you've been rubbing coconut oil on your dick?
Every morning, yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I caught a fucking yeast infection, dude.
So, that happens?
Yeah, but, dude.
So now
not,
coconut oil
It's cures? Antifungal. It's antifungal, yeah.
Dude.
What?
You're a fucking space cadet.
No, I'm not. It
You're
it
rubbing
helps.
Fucking coconut oil on your
on my
dick
dong
every morning?
Day, every morning. Immediately after sex, too. If you have sex, you get up, put a little dong wax on, dude, hop back in
Is
bed.
Is that dong wax?
It's dong wax, dude.
It's coconut oil, dude.
Dong wax, dude.
No.
Yo, it'll be for sale. $5
no, it won't
a
be for sale.
Yeah. I'm going to have different fucking scents to it, too. I'm just going to crush up Old Spice and mix it with coconut oil, dude. You put it on your dong.
On your dick.
It's like, it's called Pure Sport.
I can't wait for episode 41 where the repercussions of all this oil on your dick comes to
dude,
a head.
I think it's, I mean, I don't want to get really, you know, this is tricky territory. I think it's getting bigger, dude.
Yeah.
The fat cells are fucking lodging into my dick, dude, and girthing it up. It's proprietary, dude. Dude, I'm telling you, man, I'll make you some.
I want nothing to do with this.
You got if you don't wax.
I've never
your
dog, had a yeast infection, so
yeah, they're no joke, dude.
I'm sure it sucks.
You should start.
I'm sure it really
you
sucks.
Start putting the wax on now.
You think I should preemptively get some dong
preemptive
wax?
Strike, yeah. It might come from the fact that I've actually tried to reconstruct my bird to get my foreskin back. Since I'm a men's rights activist now, I'm trying to go like.
How are you going to do
reverse.
That?
Reverse. You just fucking. You have your little bit of foreskin. You just stretch it all day and keep pulling it down to cover your bird. You know, you can suck your helmet in to the skin.
Yeah.
You just do it all day and pull it down. You get your foreskin back.
No, you don't.
That's why I'm getting these infections, like, dude. I'm not circed anymore.
You have just loose skin around your shaft.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Oh,
that's why you need
God,
a dong wax, dude.
What is this? What is going on right now?
That's what's happened.
So you
you've been gone for a long time, dude. I've been waxing
I've been
my
gone,
dong. I've been getting my I've been getting my fucking foreskin
your
back.
Skin.
I've been getting my foreskin back.
That's good.
Good.
That's good.
Good.
I support you.
Good.
I support you. I'm not going to purchase any dong wax.
You don't have to.
But if
it's
I get a yeast,
like
if I get a fucking yeast infection, I might be coming to the old doctor, old Dr. Donnie.
The old Dr. Donzo,
old
dude.
trying to get a fucking bit of that world famous dong wax.
Tell you what, dude, when you're in the front of your room waxing your dong, your girl's watching, they like it.
That must be the weirdest fucking scene on earth. You and your fucking girlfriend and
she's
her being
watching
like,
me wax
ooh,
my
it
dong.
Looks nice. And you waxing your fucking dick, you maniac.
Like keep it in like the pantry, so I run into the kitchen and wax my dog, watch my dong, and then the dog loves the fucking coconut oil, so it comes in. I fucking give it a lick of the coconut oil, and I come back in just shining, dude, just shining. I'm like, how you like me? Do you love me?
The dog.
Dog loves, dude, your dog loves dong wax too, dude.
Dogs, it's good for dogs, it's pet friendly.
It's pet friendly.
It's very pet friendly.
Vegan, pet friendly.
Dude, your dong wax is going to lead to so many kids using that to get their dog to suck their dick. That's all this is going to be used for.
True.
Your dong wax isn't going to take off.
It's going to take off, dude.
If
dong wax.
If your fucking
think about it.
If your Gucci tee hasn't taken off yet.
I haven't put it to market yet. I haven't launched I haven't launched the IPO. I haven't done the IPO yet.
God damn it, dude. Something fell in my drink.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea. Did you fucking roofie me, you fucking
no.
dong waxer?
No, dude.
What is that?
Ew, what the fuck is that? That's just general grime in your room.
That's not in my room, dude. It must have been at the bottom.
That's a thing of earwax.
Must have been the bottom of this cup.
Probably.
God damn it.
It's probably a diamond. It probably fell out of O'Connor's mug. All right,
let's take a break from this dong wax.
Let's do it. We back.
Yo. We were just talking about... we were just getting... Me and Matt were getting deep into politics just now.
Yeah, we were. You know how
Wait, was our last break dick wax?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to jump straight into politics from that.
My dong is slick. Yeah, my dong is slick.
It's got a real slick dick, dude.
Wild fucking week, dude.
What happened?
Well... As you just heard, I literally, before we sat down to record this, I got a very important medical call from my urgent care specialist, from my teams of medical professionals waiting me at urgent care. They, my dick rash cleared up, so.
It's like a sitcom. I could over it because we're down here and it's very quiet in our studio and my basement bedroom. And, I could overhear what the lady was saying. The lady from urgent care, I could hear like, your rash? How's your rash? I was like, geez, dude, what rash? And of course, Matt points to his dick and is like, my dick rash. He doesn't care. I'd be clear. So embarrassed, dude, if I had a dick rash.
That trip alone. So I used to go to one urgent care that was on City Line Ave. It sucks. It's the shittiest fucking
building. I
think I took
you there when you cut your hand.
That's where I cut my hand. So that's where I learned about that place. So I started going there. And I'm like, this place, I go in there and there's
I
just...
rushed you to the urgent care when you cut your hand.
Dude, that place, and then they didn't do anything for me. They just wrapped it up and were like, it's too deep and charged me $80. And I was like, the place isn't bad. I should start going there for all my stuff. And then, so I go in there, it's just four black Muslim ladies chilling there at the desk.
Oh my God.
Dude, so I roll in and I was like, they just look at me like I was a psycho. And I was like, can I make an appointment? And they're like, we're not seeing patients today. We're remodeling.
Of course.
Put up a fucking sign.
Of course, dude.
Oh, dude. It was insane.
No, they were protesting.
You think they're taking a knee on me?
I think they kneeled you.
Oh, dude. No.
They definitely kneeled you, dude. There wouldn't be four people at the desk.
That's what I'm saying.
If they were like, no.
But they did have spackle buckets. So, like, maybe they just had, like.
If those four people could be replaced by a sign.
That's
just
what I'm
says
saying.
Closed.
I don't know if they're doing paperwork or what.
No,
that's
I think they were eliminating
you think
whites.
They took a fucking knee?
I think they need you.
Well, dude, so here's the thing. So I go, I was like, shit. I'm like, well, I guess I'll go somewhere else. And they're like, well, you got to go all the way up to Willow Grove. And I'm like, there's definitely an urgent care closer
How
than
far is that?
Willow Grove's like 35 minutes away. I'm like, there's a closer one than that. So I Google it. There's one 2 minutes behind it. So I go to this other one. Everything's brand new. It looks all nice. The lady comes, you know, it's all nice in there.
What are the receptionists?
Hot Latina.
Oh, what an upgrade.
So I'm like, hell yeah, dude.
What an upgrade.
Yep, I roll in there. She's being cool. And it's funny, he's like, what are you here today for? And I'm like, a rash. And they're kind of like, I could see them looking at me like, I don't see any fucking rash. And I'm like, come on, bro. Like, stop checking me out. So
damn.
I roll in and I get it's like this big black dude takes me into the back. And I'm like, fuck, this big black guy's going to look at my dong. What?
You've done that before, haven't you? Yeah, I think you have, dude. I don't know if this was an urgent care, dude. I think it was another rub and tug, dude.
I just went to a hooker. No, dude, this like big black dude takes me to the back. And I'm like sitting there like, I got to show my dick to a big black guy, dude.
You should have walked in front of him and yelled, dead man walking.
What's that?
Yeah, it's just what they yell, death row. Looked like you were the guard in Green Mile.
Dude. So I'm sitting there like, I can't believe it. I was like, that was a weird thing to do. I've never been in that position. Like, I've showed, like.
You showed the guy your dick?
I didn't have, thank God, dude. So I was sweating it. I'm like, this guy's going to see my fucking, I'm going to show dong to a fucking stout black man. I'm like, he's going to fucking laugh. I just had sex that morning, too. So I had, like, real shriveled up fucking weenus, dude. It was horrible. Ooh. So I'm like, I go back there. A nurse comes back, like a nurse practitioner. The guy was telling me about how the other place is going to get shut down because they have like he's on like some board or whatever, and they're like we're gonna shut it down. But the nurse practitioner comes in, and she's like, I had to tell the guy too. He's like, "Where's the rash?" And I was like, "My penis." He's like, "Oh man." I was like, "Sorry, dude. I should have said dick. I didn't know what to say." And he was just like, "It's fine, man."
No, he's like, "No, you were right, penis."
No,
penis
he was
correct.
He was literally like, "Yeah, man, that was kind of weird." And I was like, "Yeah, I know, dude." He's like, "I don't
it's
know."
On my penis.
I was like, "Yeah, it's on my penis."
Are you Brandon Crick?
Yeah.
It's actually on my penis.
I was getting ready to see my little white dick. I was like, "It's on my penis, please.
My tiny penis, my tiny pink
pink penis has a rash.
This lady comes in, pure fucking workhorse, dude. Just comes in and she's like, "What's going on?"
She's like, "Drop trousers." Literally, she's like,
"What's?" When she goes, "What's going on?" I was like, "I got a fucking rash. It's, you know, it's on my."
Ew, dude. What did it look like?
It's just like red inflamed circular rashes. It's fucking ringworm, bro. But it was like it was because it kept going away and coming back because I put the cream on. Then I'd inflame it and whatever, and it just kept coming. So you're supposed to put the cream on for like a month, even after it goes away.
This is all from your fucking dick wax, dude.
I think so.
Definitely.
I asked. Well, originally I blamed it on Brittany to the nurse. I'm like, you think like my girlfriend, I could have got it from like a yeast infection from her? And they were like, nah, dude, that doesn't happen. I'm like, I feel kind of bad for blaming that on her for the last 3 months. So I was like, all right. I was like, this clearly comes from you.
Angry at her.
So then she comes in and she's like, yeah, well, it's funny because I didn't see a rash on you anywhere else. So I was wondering where it was. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm like, this fucking sucks. So then she's like, all right, we'll be back. So I start fucking fluffing house, dude. I start fucking just jolting it up a little bit. So the black dude comes back in. I'm like, fuck, the black guy saved my dick. And then she comes in too. And I'm like, fuck. So then like she's like, come here. And I turned around. Like the black dude stood behind me and just Shao Kahn the whole thing.
Damn.
He just stood over me while I showed my dick to the lady. Like my butt was out.
Damn.
I showed her my dick. So she's like, yep, yeah, it's ringworm. Here's a cream. But it was, you know, I was in and out real quick and they both kind of just laughed at me. But I took an STD screening while I was there. I was like, let's just do it. Just, you know, yeah, I've never taken one before. Course. Let's see. Dude.
How'd they do it?
So pissed in a cup.
Okay.
I just pissed in a cup and then... The whole time, like after I pissed in the cup first, the whole time, like the door would be open, I'd just watch that black guy's face. I thought they did it instantly.
Yeah.
So I thought he, like, knew, like, every facial mark people made. I'm like, I got fucking AIDS, dude. He's coming back. He's got to break the news. I was like, fuck. So then, like, she just called. The lady just called before we started, told me I'm clear. So party's on.
Congrats,
dick rash
man.
Is gone.
Dick rash.
Don't have
clean
AIDS.
Clean bill of dick.
Woo, baby.
The dick is loose. You got a loose hog right now.
I know. I got my hogs fucking clean as a whistle right now, dude.
It's
a good call to get. That's a nervous fucking call.
Yeah.
See, the results of your test are in. I was like, oh, God.
I've had that. I got the STD test.
I never
it's
did
good.
It before.
It's nice.
Now it is.
I mean, it's nice going into it when your dick's fine. You know you don't fucking...
True.
Well, I mean, if I had rashes all
rash
over
on my
it,
dick,
I'd
dude.
Be like, all right.
I had a rash on my dick, and I also had... I bet a couple people call me up and be like, yo, you might have herpes. And I'm like, fuck. And I'd be like, I don't have any herpes. They're like, well...
That's the test for herpes.
Yeah.
Do you have herpes? Yeah, is that what they said to you?
No. I've had multiple people from my past.
No. I mean, did the doctors say anything about herpes?
No, they were just like, piss in this cup and we'll tell you if you have anything. So
I feel like when I got a test where maybe it was just a question before the test.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely what it was in hindsight. But this whole time, I thought that's how they tested for herpes.
Do you have herpes?
She was like, well, did you notice any herpes on your dick? And I was like, no. And she was like, all right, you don't have herpes.
Oh, that's hilarious. But yeah, yeah. I've had people call me. There was one time I should have had chlamydia that I just didn't have it. I went and got tested for it, and they're like, no, you don't have it. I'm like, that's impossible. I've been having sex with someone who told me I have chlamydia, and they're like,
oh, God.
I just didn't get it. And then one girl called me and was like a while back and was like, yeah, I hate to tell you, but like you might have herpes. There was you and some other guy I was seeing.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, well, I'll check my dong out for a while. That's why I fucking wax it, dude. I'm covering that thing up. Thing's been through battle, dude.
You're like a cut man in boxing, rubbing Vaseline all over this battered dick.
My war torn dong.
Just hang in there, man. One more round. Just clinch if you have to.
So, yeah, so it was funny, too, when they were like, because it was really red and nasty looking, and I was like, well, it's just inflamed. I was like, I'd got up at like 5:30. So they were like, well, what's the story with it right now? I was like, well, I had sex this morning, and it was like 9 o'clock, and they're just looking at me like, yo, bro, come on.
Damn, dude. That's sick.
I didn't realize how early it was.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I think they're kind of looking at me like, you're so fucking gay, dude. Like, oh, I had sex this morning.
Oh, yeah, they're probably like, yeah, sure you did. Sure you did, penis.
Yeah.
Sure you did, guy who says penis.
Well, they
kind of
looked at me like, but the rash was nasty, and they're like, dude, who fucked you with this thing? And I was like, yeah, come on, boys.
Ew.
I was like, I do use condoms with this rash, though. And they're like, yeah, you fucking should.
You got a fucking Mad Max dick, dude. You got a post-apocalyptic, rashed-up dick.
My dick's the undead, dude. It's a white walker.
Oh.
So that's all good news, dude. In the ongoing journey of my dong, dude, this is just another fucking hurdle.
It's sick if your dick's a white walker. Like, after you fuck chicks, they open their eyes and they're blue. They just follow you everywhere you go.
So that's been going pretty sick, dude.
That's nice. Yeah, I was thinking, though, this whole time was I usually don't like to point out sexism in comedy.
Uh-huh.
Because usually I'm on the other side of this. But here's an example of where it is. Because if this was women talking about how their vaginas are gross.
Yeah.
This would be a truly unlistenable podcast.
Oh, definitely would be.
If I heard two chicks like, so my pussy was all beat up, I'd be like, oh my God. My pussy has ringworm on it. I'd be like, oh my God, turn this off.
Well, the nurse was actually said something to me where she was like, I've had something similar happen. And for the last like 4 days, I'm like, did she have pussy on like her thigh or a ringworm? Like, where was her ringworm? So it's kind of like, I've been kind of puzzling over that. But she was like, just keep putting the cream on. I was like, you got it. I was like, did the nurse have a dong, bro?
The nurse might have had. She was probably using pussy wax.
She might have been using
it,
dude.
She probably gave it a shot.
She might have got it off before I launched it on the market. She probably got it.
Anyway, are we going to go do hot yoga or not?
Yeah, we will.
All right. Let me get 20 bucks and then I'll fucking hot yoga with you.
I would gladly pay to watch that.
Fuck you.
It's hot, dude. I did it the other day and I was like fucking dying.
Yeah, I'll fucking die.
There's an older lady. She's like, when chicks are like really hot and they have gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's her. She's a gray haired hot chick, and I fell in love with her.
Is she the one talking about retrograde?
No, she just goes in there. She's no bullshit, dude.
She sounds like a hot bitch.
Dude, she's a bitch, dude.
Do you think she'll bitch you?
I could only wish.
Do you think she would cast upon your dong?
Love spell.
Love spell your dick.
Love spell, and then like clean up the dry skin from my like rash from 2 months ago.
Stop talking about your dick rash.
Boy, it's gone. It's just God. The cream was like highly irritating, and I have like some dry skin issues.
You still have dick issues right now?
Dry skin, yeah.
So it's like your dick has like skin falling off of it?
No, not falling off, but like it's
hanging off.
No, it's just like I have like a
peeled sunburn.
Leathery skin.
You have a leathery dong?
I have like Two-Face, but my dick. It's like I have like one half of it's kind of like leathery.
You have Harvey Dick.
Yeah. Well, it's like leathery, Two-Face. And I'm like, that'd be cool if this thing, the one side is kind of bulged out and I got a little more girth, but no, it's just leathery.
That might be good for her pleasure.
I'm ribbed for her pleasure on
you
one
are
side.
With
yeah.
The leather dick.
I'm ribbed, but I have to, I gotta keep putting cream on it, dude. Let it fucking moisturize.
That's good.
The lady at the urgent care told me it'd be a long road ahead of me.
A long road to recovery. I just watched Bleed for this last night about that boxer got in a car accident. It's pretty much you.
What happened? Oh, with my dick.
Yeah. You were a heavyweight champ, got in a severe car accident.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're just in the basement rehabbing.
I'm just rehabbing
weights,
right now. Well, it's just like
lotioning up your dick.
The coconut oil, that's when it was coming back in handy.
You think the coconut oil is now, you're using it again.
Yeah, so I figured out what happened.
You should not be using it.
No, it's good for me. I need it right now.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Who told you?
I know. I'm just practicing,
no, dude,
I'm practicing
don't
ancient
fucking
medicine.
Just bring the dick oil back.
I have to, dude. It gets too
what
dry.
What are you talking about?
I have to put it on. It's too dry.
Ugh.
Coconut oil has been helping. What's been helping it heal is my no-fapping.
I couldn't leave
that thing alone, dude.
Quite a bit.
Well, not just that.
But that helps.
That's a good motivator. Every time you jerk off, if your dick burns, yes, that does help
a
little.
That's
a little help.
I thought you were some pious motherfucker. You're out here with a wounded dick.
I got a fucking bad unit, dude. I got to leave it alone. Doctor's orders. Like,
yes. The doctor was like, yes, here's a note.
I have RX, stop touching your bird. And it's just like, all right, fuck. Apparently, dude, that's the fucked up thing. I'm not getting, my kids aren't getting circumcised, dude. Obviously, not just the men. The girls don't have to face that here, but men still shouldn't get circumcised here.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm happy I have a normal dong.
Not me, dude.
You're
emotionally scarred in ways you don't understand from that incident happened in childhood.
No,
yeah,
I'm
you
not.
Are. Yeah, huh?
No, I'm not.
Telling you.
No,
there's angst in you that is not in people that aren't circumcised.
Really?
Yeah. You're fucked up. That's horrific, dude. You're a baby and someone razored off the skin of your bird. All to appease women's aesthetics.
No.
Dude.
It was a covenant I have with God.
Dude, it's just to make
just
your unit
just
because
you've been reading these new age sex book bullshit.
I'm not. It's not a new age
fuck
sex book.
Fuck you, dude.
Literally, the only reason people get circumcised now is because girls think it looks weird. Imagine if you went to a girl's vaginas and you were like, ew, dude, fucking cut off your labia. I'd be like, nah, definitely not. I'm not circumcising my son.
I don't know.
And I'm doing exercises to get my foreskin back. Yeah, you can stretch it out and reconstruct your foreskin.
Why do you fuck with your dick so much, dude? Just let your dick go. You got a fucked up, lotioned up, leather back dick.
It's coming back, dude. I actually diagnosed someone's illness the other day on Reddit.
Nice.
Someone had
God damn it. I wish you didn't get a hold of Reddit.
Someone had epidemic keratoconjunctivitis. It was a bad eye infection that I had one time. Nice. It's like a third world eye infection. And someone was like, I was reading this. I always read the Ask Doctors and just Doogie Howser people. And I'm reading the thing. And I'm like, this is fucking epidemic keratoconjunctivitis. I had this before. Hit them with the fucking link. And they're like, dude, this is exactly what I have. Thank you so much. And I was like, all right, no problem. I've diagnosed two weird dick rashes where I was like, yeah, here's what you need to do. I already had this.
Damn, you're diagnosing people? Are you giving them the lotion?
I'm Dr. fucking Hooser, dude.
Are you telling them about...
They're like, which cream? I'm like, here's the cream. I tried this cream. This didn't work. Here's this one.
You're handing out the fucking dick...
I'm not giving it out. I'm telling them... Dick wax. I'm like, go find this cream. And I'm like, but it's going to dry your bird.
Dr. McCusker's dick wax.
Here's the thing. When you get a dick rash, you put this cream on it that just dries your bird to kingdom come. So then you put it on for like a month. So then you stop putting it on and your bird gets all weird and you think like, oh, my rash is coming back. No. It's just dry skin. You got to moisturize it and don't put more cream on because you're going to get to the state I'm in, which is just like an ashen fucking bird. Just a ruined, dry fucking two-faced bird.
Do you think your bird's going to rise from the ashes like a phoenix?
I think I'll get an extra inch from the rash, yeah, from just like all
the
stress.
You think your rash is, it's going to be like when you light one of those snake fireworks? Your dick's just going to grow out of
this. It's just going to grow out of my body to cover
horrible
the scar.
Disease.
Cover the scar tissue. I might just have leather dick for like the rest of my life, which would be cool too.
Yeah, but does that affect how well you feel it? Like, does that you think your leather dick?
Well, from NoFap, it always feels so good. Since I've stopped being on porn, it just feels so good every time.
But I wanted to say this to you because I was talking to JC Super Artist. He's a Philly artist. He was discussing the fact that he was thinking about making a design for Dr. McCusker's dick wax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'll start selling that shit, man. Dude.
No, I mean, for like, because we should get some sick merch. A lot of people are clamoring for sick merch.
I know. We should do a. Like I'm going to do a double blind.
T-shirt or just some sort of t-shirt.
I'm going to do a double blind study. Have people put on dick wax once a day.
For what benefit?
Shiny dong. Smooth dong. It does make your dong smooth, like really nice.
I mean, I think you could use moisturizer for a smooth dong.
It's too much chemicals and shit in it, dude. You're going to sterilize yourself.
I mean, I don't do that. But if one of the...
You can also just jerk off with it.
If one of the things I wanted was a shiny dong,
yeah,
I would, I don't know, maybe I would contact you about some sort of wax to shine my dick.
Exactly. Because the moisturizer... Exactly. The moisturizer...
What are you doing?
The moisturizer is going to soak in.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have that shine. The lipid content of the coconut oil is going to form like a shield against the elements and look nice.
Shield against the elements.
I also dip my dick in that magic shell chocolate and go to bed. This formed orange.
That's good.
I should.
Oh my god, dude! Stop doing stuff to your dick.
I told you what happened.
Leave it alone.
I can't. Well, actually, I do leave it alone, but you know, I like to shine it up.
Stop shining your dick.
Why? I have to moisturize it right now.
You should go back to that lady who fixed whatever was wrong with your dick.
She already fixed it.
And then tell her, like, should I be rubbing wax on my dick?
You think Western medicine knows what to do with this, dude? It's fucking... This is an Eastern medicine practice.
All right.
I mean, that's just how it's going right now. That's the way...
That's going right now.
The whole thing with West versus East. Did you know about this? We basically dominated the East, right?
Yeah.
Through, like, economics and everything. And spiritually, they're dominating us. Because now, like, we're all doing yoga, we're all this new age stuff that's infiltrating all of our belief systems. So we've kind of, like, conquered each other on different levels. Kind of weird to think about.
No, they haven't conquered us spiritually.
Slowly. Dude, no. People who are religious are dropping off.
Well.
Buddhism. I'm telling you, they're going to conquer us spiritually.
No.
And they're going to be the ones who are just, like, total capitalist pigs, and they're going to come back here and buttfuck us.
Who's that? The Chinese?
East, the East. Chinese, East. Yeah, we...
The Chinese are already pretty fucking...
I know.
Capitalistic.
Yeah, we did that, dude.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So, man. What does this have to do with you shining your dick?
That's like a very Eastern practice, I feel like.
So, now you're saying that your dick wax is this holistic...
I got hit by a genie from the East, dude. I got bedeviled.
What did you do?
I got bedeviled by a genie. It's just the way it's going, dude.
What did you do wrong that got you a genie? Or did it just no fault of your own?
No fault of my own. They're around everywhere, dude.
A genie attacked you.
A genie attacked my fucking dong, gave me a fucking blue on it, and gave me a fucking busted up dong.
What was the genie's name? Did he tell you?
Sazerac, dude. I don't know. Sazerac.
So wait, a genie named Sazerac blew on your dick.
I think. I don't know.
Are you sure you did nothing wrong?
I mean, everyone does stuff wrong all the time.
Yeah, but what do you think summoned Sazerac?
It's probably when I broke up with my girlfriend for the third time. Sazerac came and blew on my dong, dude.
No. You can't control other people's attitudes, but you know whose you can?
Mine.
You can control, and you exactly, control your
I
own.
I said good morning to her, dude, and we became friends like that.
Now, back to Sassafras or whatever that genie's name that's been torturing your dick.
It's off, dude.
You think the X is off now?
It's off. I fucking helped myself with some fucking coconut oil.
So that's another thing your wax does.
Keep genies off your dick.
Keeps genies off, keeps your dick shined.
Uh-huh.
May or may not cause ringworm. You got to watch that.
It doesn't, dude.
Possible side effects include ringworm and leathering of your dick.
No, the leathering's from ringworm.
Okay.
And I don't think it came from coconut oil, dude. There's a lot of more.
But that's a high risk. That's a high risk.
No, there's so many other ways you could have got ringworm on my dick, dude.
Sure, but one of the main, that's a tough, we're going to need
to. It does thrive on a moisturous environment, a moisturized environment. Moisturous.
Moisturous is good. Speaking like a true doctor, selling dong wax. So again, we need to go over the benefits of your dong wax. Are may ward off genies.
Definitely wards off
evil genies.
Yeah.
Shines your bird.
Yeah.
You've got a real shiny.
If you're into masturbating your butt, you can use it for that.
If you're into masturbating your butt. How do you do that?
I just want you to say that.
How do you masturbate your butt? Do you finger yourself?
I don't finger my butt. Hell no.
Have you ever?
I don't even masturbate, bro.
Have you ever fingered your butt? And you did
masturbate. I felt around my butthole.
You have?
But I couldn't
get in there. In a sexual manner, you've
Yeah, I was jerking off. I definitely felt around my butthole before.
What?
Yeah, but to see if I liked it,
while you're jerking?
Yeah. And I was just like, eh, all right. I'm not into that.
That's fair.
Yeah. I got dizzy.
It was too hot. You got too dizzy.
I got dizzy.
A friend was telling
me. I passed out, dude.
He puts his legs up and jerks off when he jerks off.
Why does he put his legs up?
He lays on his back and puts his legs up and jerks.
What is his legs? Just like get his asshole open.
Gets his assholes out in the air. Everything's open, freeing.
He's touching it. He's just trying to start the conversation. He's easing into the conversation.
I was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I've definitely,
that's gross.
I've definitely
don't talk
touched
about
my butthole. I've touched my butthole.
I've never touched my butthole while jerking off.
You have to.
No, you don't.
You have to do it, dude.
I mean, I'll give it a shot for you.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Don't do it in my name.
I'm going to do it. I'm gonna be like, Matt.
Yeah, don't do it. You're going to feel weird and dirty afterwards.
I'm not going to do it.
You're going to be like out of breath and that your heart rate's going to be a little faster than normal. And you'll be like, what the fuck was that
dong
about?
Dong wax will ward off genies.
Yep.
Good for butt masturbation.
If you want.
Shines your bird. Anything else?
Does
it protect from pregnancy?
This is a theory. No. Don't put a fat based lubricant into a woman's vagina.
Okay.
That's not good for a woman's vagina.
So don't use a dong wax for sex.
Don't. Well, if you want, but it's usually not good for your girlfriend. So you should sterilize her first if you're gonna do that.
Sterilize your woman.
Yeah.
Get some sort of dental dam.
Yeah, it's pretty much good for that. And I also think that maybe like the lipid, like the fats in the coconut oil, I've always like hoped that the fat cells will like somehow osmose through my bird and fatten it up.
Fat give you a plump, shiny.
That's my theory. I'm
ringworm riddled fat dick. Yeah. That you can at least
ribbed for her pleasure, dude.
At least ringworm is better than genies.
That's true.
So
I think that's the genie in my skin.
So that was the genie where he touched you.
He
That's
touched
where
me.
The worm.
Genie kissed my bird, dude.
That's his lips.
It's his lip print, yeah. So you got to watch out for that.
Oh, my God. All right, where the fuck are we at?